Welcome to this edition of Nature Moments. Regular stories, commentaries, and observations about nature and the many small shining moments of joy and wonder we can find when we go out to the woods and the forests and the fields in southern Illinois. I'm Kevin Boucher, and today let's hear from a biologist who says, even now, in the stark winter woods, we can still see some really unique plant life.
Hello, Kevin. My name's Abel Kinser. I am a biology instructor at John A. Logan College, and I've grown up and spent my whole life here in southern Illinois.
So you know all the ins and outs and all the little pretty nooks and crannies.
The nice thing about that is, no, I don't. Oh. And there's always new crannies and ins and outs to discover.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of them, but it's nice to make new discoveries.
Sure. Okay, since it is winter time and technically, well, yeah, not technically, but the growing season has ended, what can we see now when we go out into the fall woods?
Well, as you said, a lot of the wildflowers are gone. But one neat thing to do this time of year is try to find some plants that bloomed earlier in the year with fruit. So there's lots of things you can find now that are interesting, like American Columbo, American Agave, some of the asters and goldenrods that were adding color to our October woods, okay, are now adding some nice fruit.
Okay.
And each fruit has a little seed in it, so this is how the plant is reproducing.
Okay. Whenever I was on the Giant City hike, one of my favorite plants, in fact, it's probably got fruit now, is the spice bush. Do you think we could go out and see those beautiful red berries, Abel?
It's very likely that you could still find spice bush with those red berries. I just saw some last weekend. This would have been early November.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, towards the end of November, early December, you might still find some spice bush berries.
Okay.
Persimmons. Oh, I don't know if you've heard of persimmons or not, but
yes,
it's a
I
tree.
Have.
All the leaves have fallen off the persimmons at this point. But you might find the persimmon fruit, which are rather tasty if you catch them at the right time. There's another small tree, or often called a shrub, called wahoo, which is a fun name to say.
Yeah.
But it has these really interesting four-lobed pink fruit that pop open, and each lobe pops open, revealing like an orangish-red seed. And they're really brilliant this time of year, and in fact, they're often called, the fruit are called hearts bursting with love.
Nice.
They look tasty, but I have heard they're poisonous to humans. I think a lot of birds eat them, but you should avoid them.
Okay, what are some other interesting tidbits out there in the winter woods?
Well, one of the things that happens when the leaves die and fall off of the trees and all the herbaceous plants start to die and shrivel back is you start to see other green plant life that you hadn't noticed before. And most of these are probably a group of plants that I like to call cryptogams.
Okay.
And these are plants that don't produce seeds. They reproduce with little tiny microscopic spores. You're familiar with some of these plants, ferns, mosses.
Okay.
And they all reproduce with these little microscopic spores. And so with everything else dying back, you start to see this greenery that you didn't notice necessarily during the summer. And, you know, some people might think, oh, I've seen one moss. I've seen them all. No, there's well over 100 species of moss that you'll find in southern Illinois. And some of the nicer ones or more common ones that you'll see in our woods are things like Polytrichum, Leucobrium. And then, in fact, one of my favorite groups of cryptogams are the liverworts. And this is what I actually studied here and got my master's degree at SIU in plant biology department, was liverworts. And they're kind of like the underdogs of the plant world. Not many people know about them. They're a cousin of a moss.
Okay.
But there's some neat ones you can find out there as well of liverworts.
Yeah,
and
okay.
If you hike around, say, Giant City State Park, you'll see them growing right up against sandstone bluffs.
That's John A. Logan biologist Abel Kinser on this edition of Nature Moments on WSIU Radio. I'd like to thank Abel for dropping by and sharing his passion for the winter woods with us. I'm Kevin Boucher for WSIU Radio, powered by you.